Shalom. This is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi. Bitam Broadcasting Israel. We are now continuing our study of the concerning the exile of the 10 tribes of Israel. In our previous talk we described how the 10 tribes of Israel split away and formed their own kingdom. They established their own independent kingdom, known as the Kingdom of Israel, as distinct from the Kingdom of Judah that belonged to Judah, to the Jews. The Kingdom of Israel was in the north. It comprised 10 tribes. 10 tribes out of 12, that is, it comprised the majority of the tribes of Israel, the majority of the population of Israel. In the Bible, it is referred to as the Kingdom of Israel, or as Samaria, or as Ephraim. The southern entity, the southern section where the Jews were, the Jews from the tribes of Judah and Benjamin and Levi and elements from the other tribes known collectively as Judah, that's where we get the word Jews from. The Jews are also referred to as Judah or as Zion or as Jerusalem. Sometimes additional names are used. Each name that is used has its own particular relevance, its own particular connotation and meaning. All of the tribes of Israel have been accustomed to ascend 3 times a year to sacrifice in the temple. Jeroboam was afraid that if they continued to do so, as we said previously, that he was afraid that if they continued to do so, they would return. Or wish to return and reunite with Judah, and then he would be liable to lose not only his rulership, but also his life would be in danger. He therefore established 2 golden calves, and he told the children of Israel to worship these calves and to go up to them where they were settled, where they were set up in the regions of Dan and Bethel, and to worship them instead of going up to Jerusalem. And after that, the kingdom of Israel continued to practice idolatry, to worship foreign gods. And consequently, it was prophesied in his lifetime, the prophet came to Jeroboam and warned him, Ahia the Shilonite, told him that the God shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, meaning the river Euphrates, according to the translation, the Aramaic translation, which is also a commentary. And he shall scatter them beyond the river because they have made their sacred poles, provoking the Lord. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin and who made Israel to sin. This is found in 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 15 to 16. As soon as the tribes of Israel split in two, half, there occurred an immediate decline in their position. Previously they had been a mighty, powerful and economically viable entity, a superpower almost. When they split in half, their combined power had declined. And not only had their combined power declined, also the individual power or ability of the two which separated halves was much reduced. It wasn't halved, it was quartered or more. And they suffered, and now other peoples took advantage of it, and the peoples they had ruled over rebelled against them, and other peoples came in and took parts of their country and oppressed them, and so on. And eventually the king of Assyria came and he took away all of the tribes. The king of Assyria is described in the rewind in the 1 Chronicles 5-6. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them unto Adah and Habah and Hara unto the river Gozan unto this day. Later on, the northern tribes of the northern Galilee were also exiled. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser came and took Eon, Abel-Beth, Maha, Yanoah, Kadesh, Hatzor, Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and they carried them captive to Assyria. And he took them all. The Bible says he took them all away. And we find Assyrian inscriptions saying this. We find concerning the captivity of the northern cities of Galilee, there's an Assyrian inscription counting these cities and saying that they came and took away all of the people from those cities. Afterwards, we find that the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Assyria and besieged it 3 years, and went up to Samaria, besieged it 3 years. In the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria, placed him in Hala and Habor by the city of Gazan and the city of the Medes. So, in other words, in these three separate stages, the king of Assyria came up, or the different kings of Assyria came up and took, conquered the children of Israel, conquered the northern tribes, and took them all away, exiled all of them. There's an Assyrian inscription describing the exile, the conquest and exile of Samaria. There he says he took away captive for himself, 27,000 people. Now, some people, based on this, have claimed that the 27,000 people was the number of all the captives taken away altogether. And this is a misinterpretation, a deliberate misrepresentation of the facts and of the inscription itself. First of all, the inscription itself does not necessarily say that 27,000 people were taken away from Samaria. It says that Samaria was captured, all the people were taken away. Out of the captives the king took for himself or for his arm, the purposes of his arm, for his administration, 27,000 people. In other words, there could have been much more than 27,000 altogether. And that inscription is only referring, however you interpret it, it's still only referring to the remnant, to the small rump that had remained after people east of the Jordan and northern Galilee had already been taken away. The king of Assyria himself says that he took them all away, and the Bible says he took them all away, and archaeological evidence also shows that there was nothing left. After the Assyrian conquest, throughout what was formerly the northern kingdom, we have remains of ruins, ashes, ruined cities, and for a long period of time there's no resettlement there. And when resettlement does begin, it is poor, it is very lacking in substance, and nowhere can it be definitely attributed to Israelites. There are different sources suggesting that maybe 1/12 of the Israelites did remain. I don't know, it doesn't seem like it to me, it doesn't seem like the archaeological record allows for this, but it could be. We also know that some people from the north, after the Assyrians conquered and ruined and exiled all of its inhabitants, some people from the north remained and they went to the south and they joined up with Judah, and they are counted as part of Judah. They are assimilated amongst the Jews, so the Jews in effect have small representative portions amongst them of all of the tribes. Nevertheless, on the whole, the overwhelming mass of the northern tribes were taken away, and they were taken away by the Assyrians to Assyria. And they, in the land of Assyria, they were assimilated by the Assyrians into the Assyrian administration, into the Assyrian Empire, to the structure, to the different settlements that Assyria had. They were moved around in different bodies, but somehow or other, and weren't entirely scattered. Unlike Jews later, they were settled more or less in their own communities, and they managed, as we shall see, to reassert themselves when the time came. They managed to reassert themselves and establish their independence and to retain some type of coherence, even though they lost their cultural and their national identity. They nevertheless stayed together in the physical sense. We shall discuss more of this further on. May God bless all of you. Thank you very much.